This is KCUR 89.3. Kansas City could elect a black mayor to succeed Sly James, or not. Out of a field of 11 candidates, four of the hopefuls in Tuesday's primary are black, the rest are white. KCUR's Michelle Tyrene Johnson reports on how race may factor into voters' decisions.
As only the second black mayor in Kansas City history, Mayor James has convened public forums on the topic of race, attracting more than 1,800 attendees.
Where one individual gains, the entire community gains. That's something that we should be proud of. So contrary to what we've been taught, this is not a zero-sum game.
According to the 2017 American Community Survey, Kansas City's population is 60% white, almost 30% black. The rest of the population is Latino, Asian, Native American, and others. Paku Herr is a community organizer and diversity and inclusion trainer. She's been the lead organizer for Mayor James's forums, and she says participants are ready to continue the conversation.
Did we create 2,000 hungry people who will ask the incoming mayor, what are you doing about race, who wouldn't have asked that question before?
Her is a second-generation Asian immigrant of Hmong descent. She says that identity is part of how potential voters frame their priorities, and that's not just minorities.
I think most people who are white aren't asking themselves, how does whiteness impact how I vote or how I engage or how I experience the world? But I would hazard to say that white people are just as impacted by their race as people of color are.
On a recent night, a small group of black women gather at Plush Life Beauty Salon to hear from some of the mayoral candidates and broadcast the conversation on Facebook Live.
All right, Tremaine, you ready? Let's
rock and roll.
All right, let's just dig into it.
Fun and interactive.
This unusual forum was organized by Shirley's Kitchen Cabinet, a two-year-old group of more than 2,000 members inspired by Shirley Chisholm, the first black woman elected to the U.S. Congress. Some of the women who helped organize the Facebook event had no hesitation about the role race plays in selecting a mayor. Here's Trakeisha Smith and Amanda Balaban Landian.
Absolutely, race is important.
We cannot really effectively make any kind of change here in Kansas City unless we really deal with the issues of race.
Michelle Watley is the founder of Shirley's Kitchen Cabinet in Kansas City. She knows how important the intersection of race and voting is. She was in charge of nationally mobilizing the black vote for the Bernie Sanders presidential campaign in 2016.
I can't separate as a black woman, being black, being a woman, and politics, and they help aid in my decision-making process.
According to polls, 40% of Kansas City voters are undecided about their vote for mayor, and Watley says that is even more of a reason to not take any vote for granted.
Black women become even more important because that margin to make it out of the primary becomes a lot smaller, and then every vote counts.
Edgar Palacios is a Latinx community leader who focuses on education. None of the 11 mayoral candidates are Latino. Palacios says that makes their takes on race and ethnicity even more important.
I'm happy to hold those folks accountable once they get into the office to make sure that, you know, they really commit to our community.
Palacios says from listening to his community, he believes the top issues are immigration, better paying jobs, and education.
On top of just being seen, you know, honestly, and feeling like they're actually part of our community's fabric.
So while the race of the candidates and their positions on issues of racial justice are important to these leaders, some caution that racism or implicit bias can also play a role in Kansas City politics. Missouri Congressman Emanuel Cleaver was this city's first black mayor, serving from 1991 to 1999. 20 years later, he says that while things are better in some ways, many people still have a blind spot about race.
And the amazing thing is that many of them won't even know that that's why they're doing it. And so, because I think people can rationalize. I hear people all the time saying, I never make any decisions based on race.
Regardless of what motivates individual voters, the list of candidates gets trimmed from 11 to 2 next Tuesday. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Michelle Tyrene Johnson.